We'll discuss that in a bit, but I see Mark is here. Going to come in and get us caught up with what's going on at the Coffeyville City Commission. How are you today, sir? Why don't you belly up to the microphone and we'll dive right into this. So, Mark Hall, the city I keep wanting to call you city administrator because I'm from a different,
Yeah, Kansas likes to use the city manager.
I understand completely. All right, well, if that's what they like to use, and that's what we will use. You got a meeting tonight of the city commission. It's at 6:30 at City Hall. So, Mark Hall, the floor is yours. What's happening tonight?
Well, a little bit of everything. Of course, we have our consent agenda, and what the commission does in that is review the minutes from last meeting in case there's something that is maybe left out or needed to be added. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we go to appropriations. Is the city paying its bills?
Yep, writing the checks.
And that's usually the commissioners highlight what they're paying, mainly to give the public an idea, because when you see, like on this one, over $5.2 million, you kind of say that's a lot of money going out.
To some folks that might be a lot of money, but to guys like you and me, Mark, it's a drop in the bucket.
But largely due to that is the electric, and mm-hmm. what that is there's power payments in that, and that's why that is so high.
You thought your electric bill was high, huh?
Well, and that's what of course Coffeyville furnished electricity. We through GRDA, the mm-hmm. Grand River Dam Authority. It is one of those that that electric is generated by us. It's sold. It is one of those surplus, but we use the electricity to run the city of Coffeyville. And so it is keeping rates that are reasonable because, surplus power, we do sell.
Sure.
And so that's why that's usually so high. And then, of course, we go down, there's public comments. And, of course, like we've talked about, the city can only get better through public comment. We know there's good comments, and we know there's going to be some misunderstanding or bad comments.
Right.
And those things we learn. And it is one of those that the public is always welcome. If the public would like to attend a meeting, if they go to the east side of the building, City Hall, and go down to the customer service door, if they walk through that door and turn to their left, they'll see an elevator. And they can take that elevator up to the second floor, and that is where the commission room is. That starts, like you said, at 6:30, and it is open to the public. But we do. We understand that we can't make everybody happy.
Right. Sometimes you just have to make a decision, and it's not going to please everybody.
But it is one of those that the only way for us to grow and for the city to grow is to always listen.
So, at least you've been heard.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times in my career somebody would grump to me about, I can't believe what those morons are doing down at City Hall. Well, have you expressed your opinion? No, it wouldn't be worth my time to go down there and tell them how to do their jobs. And well, go to the meeting sometime and just sign up for the public comment. No, it's just no. You just want to complain to me. That's my job, is to listen to you complain about the city. Okay, fine. So, yeah, if you got something on your mind, question or something you don't think is being done right, or reverse, if you think something is being done right,
yes,
and you want to just throw some flowers at the city commission, go ahead.
That's how we grow as a city, and I think the residents that have lived here for many, many years, Coffeyville has seen a downturn since 1960.
Well, who hasn't?
Well, in roughly, Coffeyville has lost nearly 50% of its population.
I was much cuter in 1960 than I am now. I had more hair then.
But that's what I think it is. The goal of the city is that Coffeyville's great people, a great place to live, and so many great things about Coffeyville. And it is one of those that how we got here over 60 years, I can't explain.
Well, Coffeyville's not alone in that respect.
That's
a lot of
true.
Small-town rural America is suffering the same sorts of problems.
You bet. But it is one of those that we need to do something, and I refer to the old saying is we need to pick up that can instead of kicking that can down the road.
Right, that can ain't going to get there by itself.
And it is one of those, the end game, we're doing a lot of things. We're starting housing programs and these kind of things. It is with the idea that, Coffeyville deserves to be great.
Right.
And I'll go on to the regular items.
Well, there's no old business, so move
no
right
old
on.
Business. The new business, Resolution 2234, is to approve a purchase of servers for the Coffeyville Police Department. And that's kind of explains itself, but that
it's
is
for their
to
dispatch,
be used.
Yeah.
In that, and then 2235 is a purchase order for Tyler Technologies for software and professional service installation for the Tantalus meter interface. And just to explain that, because there's a lot of words in that, that is for, and it's called the AMI project, but it is one of those I like to explain is our meter project.
Right.
And this is a long time coming. It's been talked about for many, many years, and it is getting to the point where we're going to see, you know, meters changed out and these things in the near future. So that's
electric
just,
meters, gas meters, water meters.
Water meters and electric meters.
Okay.
The gas is through Atmos, but the water and electric are through the city. So those meters will be traded out. It'll improve our system, and it'll also, for those in the rural county, allow us to do reads from a fixed base.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not coming out to read the meters. So that's part of it. And the next item is also the same part of that project, and that is for, you know, perform mass meter swaps and these things. And then we move on to 2237, and this is to authorize a real estate contract for the purchase of property.
Mm-hmm.
And this is for our housing program. It is one of those that was brought to anytime there's an accusation.
You'll get there.
Acquisition.
I feel like we're playing Wordle here.
Yeah, a little. I need a drink of water, but it is one of those. Mm-hmm. That's for properties. Of course, anytime you acquire properties, it is one of those, goes for a commission. The next item is some more properties.
Mm-hmm.
That are to be purchased. And, of course, the item six is the city manager's report.
That's you.
And that's, of course, giving an update on Coffeyville and staff. And then, of course, we go for staff comments. And then there's not an executive session.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, we just have general in-house keeping materials that are contained in their packet.
Right.
It's, you know, going to be a busy meeting.
Right.
But
I see
is.
The Coffeyville Police Department will have their report on their crime stats for
yes,
April.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And for April. And it is one of those that, of course, the commission wants to look at those. We want to look at those. It's priority is public safety.
Amen.
So
yeah.
Anyway, that's it for the meeting, and like said, and we've talked about, of course, the public is welcome.
6:30 tonight, City Hall.
You bet, and, you know, hope to see people, but it is one of those you can watch us on the government channel, and, of course, you can see us stream on, I think it's the Internet or I always get lost. I think that shows age.
Yeah, yeah, same
age,
here, buddy.
It's something through
it's on them internet
social
tubes.
Media.
Yeah. Zoom or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I have to have my cats explain it to me.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Mark Hall, city manager for the city of Coffeyville. Meeting is tonight, City Hall, 6:30, and tell him you heard all about it right here in the mighty 690 KGGF.
And thank you, and be safe, Coffeyville.